how much input on some of these seminal films have you had with some of these directors?
Well, you know, the ideal situation is really to serve the director's ideas and the script itself. And I don't go out and do my own thing, you know, regardless, you know, what they want to see on the screen. So I am basically a director cinematographer that I listen, I know what they like to have, and then if I can add something to it, you know, I add it. They don't need that, I don't do that. But, you know, most of the directors are open for suggestions. And the good ones are certainly are that kind. And there are some bad ones, you know, think them for themselves, you know, that they know everything. And there's a little space only, you know, to help, you know, to get involved with it. But I like to always work with directors who are open. And the two of us together, you know, director and cinematography, becomes one. And one idea, I would never really think about at the end of the movie what was my idea, what was the director's idea. And that's the ideal situation. It's a collaborative work, and it's not only between the two of us, but there's a production designer, there's actually the editor, and sometimes the writer is involved. So this is a collaborative effort, and if everything goes together, well, you know, like, let's see, Deer Hunter, then, you know, maybe them could become a classic. And then that's very rare. And in my life, actually, I've been very lucky because I worked with very good directors, and I made at least 8 or 10 movies, which I'm very proud of, and I feel like I collaborated. I always thought, you know, that I did a good job.